Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is a most unusual one with the most unusual lesson. Once there was a Jew who came from Brazil, and he became friends with the Rosh Yeshiva of a certain yeshiva. And one day he told the Rosh Yeshiva that his name was Menachem. Menachem? The Rosh Yeshiva asked, why were you named Menachem? He said, well, I'll tell you why. You see, my parents lived in Brazil, and for many years they were married with no children. They wanted children very much, no children. Now, my grandfather had grown up in a village in Europe in which he had heard of tzaddikim, of holy people, rabbis. And therefore, after my parents... my great-grandfather. So after my parents had been married for many years without children, my great-grandfather said to my mother and to my father, you should fly from Brazil to New York and visit Lubavitcher Rebbe. Nothing else has worked. You've gone to the doctors, and they all say there's no way you'll have children. You've tried all kinds of things. Nothing worked. The doctors say it's hopeless. Don't give up. Go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe in New York. So that's what they did. They got on a plane. They traveled to New York, to Crown Heights, to Eastern Parkway, 770. And they arrived on a Sunday to 770. And they knew that on Sundays, late morning into the early afternoon, the Rebbe would give dollars for its tzedakah to whoever would visit. Whoever would get in line, wait their turn, and every Sunday, thousands and thousands of people would file past the Rebbe, who would be standing, and they would ask for a blessing, or they would just take the dollar, and they would give it for charity, or they might keep the dollar that which the Rebbe gave them, and give a different dollar, or give $5 or $10, because the Rebbe was asking each person to be an emissary for the mitzvah of tzedakah, to take that dollar and give it, or value of it, to charity. And this, of course, brings tremendous blessing. As the Talmud says, that gadol tzedakah shemevi l'geula, that tzedakah is great because it brings, or actually quickens, the redemption. And I'm sure for many other reasons as well, the greatness of tzedakah. So they got into line. They probably waited a few hours till it was their turn, thousands of people ahead of them. And finally came their turn, and they stood in front of the Rebbe, and they asked for a blessing for a child. They'd been married for many years, no children. They asked for a blessing for a child. The Rebbe took $3. He said, this is for the mother. Gave one to the mother. This is for the father. Gave one to the father. And this is for the baby which is inside of you, he said to the mother. So the mother thought that the Rebbe made a mistake, didn't hear correctly what she had said, or what her husband had said. And she said, we asked the Rebbe for a blessing for a child, meaning I'm not pregnant, I don't have a child inside of me. Why is the Rebbe giving me a blessing and a dollar for the child which is inside of me? I don't have a child inside of me. The Rebbe repeated, and he said, and this is the dollar for the child which is inside of you. Okay. They didn't say anything after that. They took the dollar and so forth. I'm sure the Rebbe gave them a nice big smile. And they filed out onto the street. They stood there very confused. What's the story? Why did the Rebbe tell us that you, my dear wife, have a child inside of you? They've been trying for many, many years to have a child, and nothing had worked. The doctor said it was impossible. Okay, so they decided, well, there's such thing as a pregnancy test. So she took a pregnancy test to see, and sure enough, she was expecting. Now, this story is amazing for many reasons. As you can guess, this child was born, and that's why the child was named Menachem. They named the baby Menachem in honor of the Rebbe. But there's something very amazing about this story, a number of things, but one of the things is, think of the very big difference between how the mother must have felt knowing that she was pregnant versus how she felt hoping that she would become pregnant. For many years, she had not been pregnant. Now she's hoping that the Rebbe will give a blessing and then the blessing will actually come true. So in that state of mind, when she's hoping that she will become pregnant, she's obviously a long ways from having a baby because she doesn't know if she's going to become pregnant at all. And even after that, then the baby has to grow and be healthy and so forth and be born healthy. But once she knows that she has a baby inside of her, now it's a much different story. She's much, much closer to fulfilling the dream of having a baby because the baby's already inside of her and growing. And this is similar to the difference between waiting for Mashiach to come versus being told that Mashiach's actually here. And although we can't see him, he is actually doing activities already in our world. And our world is being changed bit by bit and sometimes a lot at a time to be ready for the redemption. And this is what the Rebbe actually tells us, that it's no longer a situation that we're waiting for Mashiach to come. Mashiach, the Rebbe says, is actually here and doing activities in the world, even if we can't see him. And we have to try to open our eyes to perceive this process going on. And it's actually similar to with Moses in Egypt, with the Jewish people, that after Hashem told Moses, I am sending you to Egypt to bring the redemption to the Jewish people. So the Redeemer was there. Moses was there. He was the one assigned by Hashem to bring the redemption. He was the one that Hashem was giving the ability to redeem the Jewish people. And he was actually in Egypt already. Not only was he born, he was actually in Egypt with them. They might not have realized that he was the Redeemer, but he was actually there. And in this way, by increasing and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we will certainly reveal Mashiach and the redemption. May it happen immediately, especially through our addition in Torah and mitzvahs, our learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, and studying about Mashiach and redemption, and getting into the mindset of Mashiach and redemption, that this will certainly speed up the time when we'll be able to point to Mashiach and say, here he is, and point to the Beis HaMikdash and say, here it is, and be full force into the complete and final redemption. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.